Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Back to the conversation. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Coming up, we will drink, we will toast in the weekend with a shout of the day, then it's Bad Choice Friday time.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Damn. And a Father's Day-inspired Bad Choice Friday featuring Billy Ray Cyrus.
Don't steal my heart, my aching-breaking heart. Just don't think he'd understand.
I'm assuming that Billy Ray only has the one child that we know is Miley. You would think that if he had another one, we would know, right?
Well, Noah Cyrus is kind of famous.
Oh, okay. All right. I didn't know.
For Noah? No. Yeah. Her name's not Noah.
But he's got another kid.
She does. He does. And she dates some weird little some rapper.
Okay, okay. I am brought up to speed now.
So he's a dad twice. What's that? Uh-oh, Michael's so shocked over there.
3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah. Six kids. Billy Ray Cyrus?
Yes.
I'll be darned. Happy Father's
Day. Have you seen Miley's mom?
Yeah, well, that's a good point.
Really?
Yeah.
Hold on, gotta Google it.
I mean, I don't know nowadays, but yeah, like, I mean, Billy Ray was the man.
Oh, I know.
He was 8. I mean, he wasn't kidding. He was breaking hearts.
Billy Ray Cyrus taking on DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince, a.k.a. Will Smith.
Oh.
Two kids, right? Willow and Jaden, is that right? Does he have more than that?
Just those two, I believe.
As far as I know.
Think so, yeah.
And they'll both tell you how hard they've worked to get where they are. It has nothing to do with their father.
I gotta admit, I do like some of Jaden's stuff. He's an icon.
Here is how you vote on Bad Choice Friday. Just follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live. One of those two tunes coming up right after we drink and tell us with a shot of the day. Will it be Billy Ray or DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Jesus Christ?
Yeah, that's a mom.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I feel like you guys Billy haven't done your research on the Cyrus family.
I haven't, but I'm about to dig in deep, brother.
Okay, first time for a few emails here from the Men's Room at KISW.com.
Wow.
All right, on to the birthdays.
It's my favorite thing about country music.
Man, guys, I'm about to grow a black mullet.
happy Friday, guys. I want to give my cousin Alex a happy 21st birthday shout out. Got him listening to the Men's Room from a couple years back when we carpooled together for work. So can we get Coach Ted giving him some 21st birthday advice? Thanks, guys. That from Felicia in Auburn.
Bye, Felicia.
All right, what's his name?
His name is Alex. He's 21 years old.
All right, Alex, here's the deal. A coach can tell you what to do, right? You got to drink water. You got to eat food. Here's the problem. It's a 21 run. That's all going to be out the window soon. I would suggest you eat a solid meal to start, but then let's be honest. People are going to be buying you shots, this and that. Make sure you got somebody in the crew to keep an eye on you and eventually go, enough with the shots.
Yeah.
We don't want them to die.
Stay away from sugary drinks, too, if you can.
Yeah.
You know, don't do mixed drinks early on, like the ones that are going to taste good for you. And if you don't like beer or whatever the deal is, I'm sure you do. But
brother, if you're going to do shots, seriously, I would go straight to liquor. Because, all right, the sugary ones are the ones that creep up on you. And pro tip, maybe not quite for tomorrow because you're still going to be asleep tomorrow. But the next day, have some Pedialyte.
Yeah. Gatorade, handy, something.
Anyway. The problem is, though, again, I used to be a bartender. It's a 21 run. I would give them a free shot, but it was the worst thing I could make them.
That's going to happen. We know.
You're going to puke, too.
Guys, birthday shout out to my wonderful wife, Jasmine. She's 29 years old today. Amazing wife, even hotter and better mother. Could you get in your penis is too small? And the dirty German's talking about hot teachers. Thanks, guys, for all you do and rock on. That from MC Hammer.
Yeah, the hottest teacher I ever had, I was in third grade. Her name was Miss Rich. I had the biggest crush. Oddly enough, the ugliest teacher I ever had, her name owns up to it. It was Ms. Grundemore. She looked like her name should be Ms. Grundemore.
Yeah, see? So it was a very attractive teacher at my school. And then years later, she became a model. So we all had that calendar so we could see it. But first, this Jasmine, are you ready for your rice?
Yeah, the problem I have with the hot teachers now is that I'm at a parent-teacher conference for my own children.
Yeah, sometimes when you say hot teachers, I just see that blue bikini.
But Charles, I just want to wish my buddy Ross Thompson a happy birthday. He's 33 years old today, great friend and a great dad. He owns a painting company, Thompson Painting, in Bremerton. Can you get a what do you have is that, bro? Your penis is too small. And the dirty German's talking about how to properly use his sprayer and brushes. Thanks, guys, for all the laughs. That from Doug.
Oh, my God, what the f*** is that, bro?
Yeah, you want to use the brushes just to tickle the in-between places, but you want to use your sprayer to spray the white paint.
Yeah, you tickle with the brush, and then you flip it around. I mean, it has that handle. By the way, for the record, what's his name? Ross Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, sounds like a man I want to drink a beer with.
Ross Thompson?
Yeah, sounds like a good name.
Like he has a story about every day of his life.
Yeah, he went to Action Park.
That's right, I went there. I was the first guy to get stuck. He was the owner.
Right. I painted that whole damn slide.
Liquor and horse, gentlemen. My wife, Brandy, pronounced Brandy-licious, and I share our womb evacuation day. So can she get a Pat Sajak, D, and a roof that don't leak? And can I get a Leroy Jenkins and the Dirty Germans talking about poking holes in a roof? Thanks, guys. That from Nate, pronounced DJ Rad.
She wants a D, and she's going to get one.
She got a roof that don't leak.
Yeah, the last time I put the hole in the roof is because the box spring was too bouncy.
See, I fell in a hole once off the roof. The main thing here is, Brandy, make sure you're careful driving tonight.
Yeah.
Guys, what's going on, gentlemen? Requesting my own birthday shout-out because my family is too clueless to send it in for me. I still love them, though. How about an inspirational thought from Miles and a thrill sending me off with some shotgun gets? I'd ask Ted for something, but why start being nice to him now? Thank you, guys. That from the Wagon Master.
Okay.
Get!
If I was being executed by injection, I cleaned up my cell real, real neat. Then, when they came to get me, I'd say, injection? I thought you said infection. Or inspection. I blew that. Then they would probably feel real bad.
Okay. Get! Get!
All that time that I'm
like, I was about to say, you read us that quote like an hour and a half before the show.
Patolas, please wish my work wife Cherish a happy 34th and just fumbled at the goal line. With a happy Chinooka. And the Dirty German's giving her the best advice for a wedding night happening in August. Thanks, guys. With much love, that from Shauna.
Happy Chinooka.
Yeah, if you're going to have a wedding in August, know it to be hot, so wear a sweatband into the bedroom.
See, I was thinking just make sure you bring a towel. One for the first cleanup and one for the sweat.
Yeah, you're going to be sweaty so other people will hear. Not your moans of ecstasy, but the... that your thighs stick together.
Guys, today marks the 36th revolution of a man who's always left to figure out what the inebriated version of him got into the night before. He also happens to be a good friend of the show and a former co-worker, affectionately known as Amishon Prime, Marshawn, or simply Sean. I know how much it would mean to him to be the highlight and ridiculed on this day, his day of birth on your show. So, could you please give Sean a your penis is too small and have the Dirty Germans tell him what they'd like to do to him if they see him jogging along the Burke, Gilman, and Fremont after work? Affectionately yours, that from J.D. Notice BB.
Yeah, you know, if I see you jogging along the trails in the Burke Gilman Trail, I'll offer you a shrimp with Old Bay to lure you into the woods, and then horrible things will happen to you. I will butter your shrimp.
Yeah, so you know what I'd do? I'd tackle him, a good form tackle, because I know he likes the football. And then I'd cover him with the peanut butter whiskey, so he's all sticky.
Yeah, and we would insist that you wear your sailor's hat.
Yeah, so we'd put on the best of the yacht rock. Since then in the morning, you said, what happened? I said, I don't know. This is the Germans. Ted left a while ago.
Guys, what is up? It's my 38th birthday today, and my kids wanted me to make sure that you sing me the birthday song and play me those, quote, funny talking thingies. Because according to them, I'm the best mom ever, and they love listening to the show with me. I find this especially hilarious because they both beg me to send them birthday shout-outs from you guys on each of their big days, and I forgot. Both of them. So, if you don't mind, for the mom of the year, an original fish sandwich from one kid, some Thrill shotgun gets from the other. He also asks if Thrill can hold out the bitches at the end of the song for extra long time. And maybe if Coach Ted has time, he could throw in a bit of inspiring advice on being a 38-year-old single mother of two, newly living in San Antonio, while wishing she was still in the Pacific Northwest. Thanks for everything you guys do. Cheers, bitches. That's from Chelsea and her amazing kiddos, Isla and Axel.
Two Oregon fish sandwich.
Dead. Dead. Yara. Dead.
Single mom of two. Greatest mom of all time. Except forgetting the kids' birthdays. But we'll look past that. The main thing is, you got to get a babysitter. We got to get out there. Got to mix it up a little bit. Second, I'd say, let's soundproof that room. There's two little ones running around, but you still want to have fun. You still want to meet some guys. Then you're good to go. Also, it's San Antonio, so please tell me you got Central AC.
I hope so. That'll be cheap.
Hello, dinosaurs. My friend and coworker Nick
or you
is,
can just pour it down by the Riverwalk.
He's having a not-so-dirty 30. Either way, you're going to have sex with a guy who's got boots on. Give me your penis, it's too small, and oh my God, what the F is that, bro? Thanks for all you guys do. That from Dolphin. Good day, sir. It's for my pitta wife's birthday. As a married woman, can we please have the dirty Germans discussing dirty old bartenders wanting to be our unicorn? Thanks for all you do, as we say in my kitchen, 86 hopes and dreams.
Yeah, tonight we will do the 86 position, which means we kick your husband out of the room.
Yes, you know, it's funny. I've been 86th out of a lot of places. It's like, it's not here. 86 now. Like, okay, I'm out.
Hello, guys. I want to give a shout-out to my husband, Kevin. He's 43 today. He would love to hear some Thrill shotgun gets. And the Dirty Germans wishing him a happy birthday. Thanks, guys. That from the lovely Stephanie.
Get! Get! Get!
Y'all, for your birthday, you open your pants and ask people, do you want to see the sneezing schnitzel?
Yeah, sometimes it spits out a little bit of spackle.
Yeah, always drooling when he gets excited.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, my wife Tana turns 49 today. Could you give her your penis is too small? An original barbershop quartet. And the Dirty Germans telling her what she should expect tonight. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Can I get a fish sandwich? Oh, you know I gotta eat right. Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich? You put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
Yeah, tonight, you know what you can expect if this is from your husband. Disappointment.
Yeah, or maybe he'll go down and do some Batman stuff.
Where are you going?
Yeah, I saw some Batman stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like some Batman does as they cut out into films. So work hard and be your hero, maybe a legend.
All right, guys, here you go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Bitches. Yards of the Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Couple extra emails saying goodbye, by the way. This one comes from Sven. He says, how do I guys come in and see the Men's Room live? I work 4:10, so Fridays I have off, and this year my birthday falls on a Friday. I'd love to come in and see the podcast that I listen to daily. Sven, thanks so much. We unfortunately cannot do that. And the reason being is many years ago there was what we'd like to call an incident that happened. That's about as much as we can say about that. But because of that, we are not allowed to have a live studio audience, except for the one that we acknowledge at the end of the show every day. Mm-hmm. Oliver Cholas in 2009, as far as getting a little sick there, I was working in the Philippines for about 7 months. I spent most of my time embedded into a small jungle camp on the southern small island in an old rubber forest collection barn. I work with Filipinos, and likely the only white guy on the island. Ate with them, they would get rations of rice, then we'd all chip in $5 a week, and the cook would go into a small village a kilometer away daily and buy some stuff.
He would then purchase meat, fish, etc. from his little open market. We're talking pork hanging while an old lady spins a stick with a ribbon on it to keep the flies off. Dried fish, no running water or sanitary precautions, and no refrigeration. The heat and humidity would turn meat rancid extremely fast as well. All these were sold out as Nipah huts, little dirt floor wicker shacks. For months, I ate this, and of course, seldomly...
Nipah hut?
In IPA. Assuming that's it. Nipah hut. Guys, I had a mild GI upset, maybe some squirts, but nothing crazy eating this food. Well, around the holidays, I caught a chopper back to Manila to meet my boss, get a hot shower, fresh food, some AC from a long weekend. First night I'm in the Western Traveler part of town, high-rise hotels, luxurious suites, amazing restaurants, etc. My boss wants to take me out for a steak. Well, one of the best places was Outback Steakhouse, because they imported their beef, so it wasn't the local gamey water buffalo that they would call beef. Nice enough of him, I guess. But no good deed goes unpunished. It was after months of eating sun-dried fish and rancid pork fat adobo, I got deadly ill at an Outback Steakhouse, likely from the ice in my gin and tonic. After dinner, I woke up freezing in a puddle of my own sweat. At that moment, I knew something was seriously wrong. I then proceeded to the bathroom, where I began wrenching violently. Unbeknownst to me, I had been presented with the ultimate dilemma. While hurling, I blasted diarrhea across this beautiful and massive 3,500-square-foot bathroom. I did some waffle stomping for a few hours, passed out on the floor on a clean patch of tile, rested my back on the cold tile floor, which was spasming at the time and seizing up. Early that morning when the maid came in, she proceeded to clean the kitchen, living room, then made her way into the bedroom suite to find me on the floor, semi-conscious, deathly ill, with vomit and you-know-what streaked all across the room. She said, oh no, and scurried off fast. 30 minutes later, a local doctor was in my room, hooking me up with IVs, meds, and taking samples to the lab. I guess it's poor form to have a Westerner or a white person die in your hotel room floor.
Turns out, true anywhere.
I was making my way to Oregon via trail because I had amoebic dysentery. Oh. I've never been so sick in my life, and to this day, I struggle with IBS and daily chili splatter on my porcelain and under my toilet seat. And I literally mean every day for over a decade now.
Jesus,
I've never S'd the same since. Never been done so dirty in my life. I love the show. Podcasting from the Great Lakes presently. Keep on rocking, guys. That from Sunny. Okay, I think we need to go back in time to the last time that we played Ted versus the FCC. So if we could, let's go back in time.
Time.
Shelly sits on her shins. Shelly is a shin sitter. Shelly sits on her shins. Shelly is a shin sitter. Shelly sits on her shins. Shelly is a shin sitter. Shelly sits on her shins. Shelly is a shin sitter.
Three times fast.
Shelly sits on her shins. Shelly is a shin sitter. Shelly sits on her shins. Shelly is a shin sitter. Shelly sits on her shins. Shelly is a shin sitter. Shelly sits on her shins. Shelly is a shin sitter.
What?
Good Lord. Shelly sits on her shins. Shelly is a shin sitter. Shelly sits on her shins. Shelly is a shin sitter. Shelly sits on her shins. Shelly is a shin sitter. Shelly sits on her shins. Shelly is a shin sitter.
Two.
Oh, man. Shelly sits on her shins. Shelly is a shin sitter. Shelly sits on her shins. Shelly is a shin sitter. Shelly sits on her shins. Shelly is a shin sitter. Shelly sits on her shins. Shelly is a shin sitter.
Yeah!
Oh, man!
Mike got the win last week. And Ted versus the FCC. Let's do it again.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000 and their job, or win and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
Man, were we up late last night? Don't know the tongue twisters for Ted Lomo. Hold Steve. First email we got. A listener submitted Ted versus the FCC submission.
That's so frustrating.
Glad you guys were. I was in bed early last night.
But anyway, we don't mind putting in the work, Ted. Every Thursday night, you can count.
Sleeping like a baby.
Count on that. But we worked around you. We even did a quiet so as not to wake you up. We all live in a little men's room cottage.
But to Lomo, as we say to listener,
by the way,
always,
we got it back, you Miles.
Yeah. Listener always comes first. And this one says, hola, gentlemen, this is my second attempt at Ted versus the FCC. Love you guys for all you do. I listen to the show when my twin girls are napping, and it makes the terrible threes easier to manage with a few laughs. My rhyme, guys, goes something like this. Thank you again for making my day. That from the lovely Chelsea. And her Ted versus the FCC goes like this.
Phyllis Duck licks big black deck slugs. Phyllis Duck sucks big black deck slugs. Phyllis Duck's big black deck slugs stay off of Phyllis's duck's deck. The way we do Ted versus the FCC is you got to read that one time through and then three times fast.
Chelsea.
Yeah, thanks, Chelsea. Only one D in Ted. Two E's in the.
The Ted.
The Ted.
She wants an extra D and she's going to get it.
Oh, man. All right. Phyllis Duck licks big black deck slugs. Phyllis Duck sucks big black deck slugs. Phyllis Duck's big black deck slugs stay off Phyllis's duck's deck.
Three times fast.
Phyllis Duck licks big black deck slugs. Phyllis Duck sucks big black deck slugs. Phyllis Duck's big black deck slugs stay off of Phyllis's duck deck.
One.
Phyllis Duck licks big black deck slugs. Phyllis Duck sucks big black deck slugs. Phyllis's duck, big black deck slugs stay off of Phyllis's duck deck.
Two.
Phyllis Duck licks big black deck slugs. Phyllis's duck sucks big black deck slugs. Phyllis's duck, big black deck slugs stay off of Phyllis's duck deck.
Big win in Ted versus the FCC. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW. The Men's Room is in progress.
Coming up, we will drink, we will toast for the shot of the day into the weekend, and we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. But first, quick check-in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, apparently you can buy a little slice of hell for $590,000.
Oh, cool.
Don't know exactly where it is, but you can buy some.
Wait a minute. There's no description of what a slice of hell is.
Well, I'm sure there is, but I'm not working on it.
I'm guessing Hawaiian pizza. Thinking of something that's on a slice that I hate.
I was thinking like a 7-alarm wing.
Ooh, yeah, yeah.
German chocolate cake.
You really hate German chocolate cake that much.
I do. Anything coconut, man, I can't do it. It's a slice of hell for me.
Yeah, I mean, the piece you brought in was not bad.
You ever had a pina colada?
Right. No, because it has coconut in it.
I do not like pina coladas.
That's I don't mind them.
The thing with the pina colada is simply this. It's situational. So while I do not enjoy it, I am somewhere I want to be.
That's
if
fair.
I have a pina colada, right, I am next to water. It is hot as... It's very warm outside. There's palm trees. And you go, all right, I'll suck it down.
Yeah.
I'm a daiquiri guy.
I'd rather have a daiquiri. Yeah.
I'm with you.
Man talk.
Man talk. Do like what real men do. Get a frosé.
Yeah.
It's like a whipped cream and a maraschino on top. It's mine. The third largest diamond in the world has been found in Botswana, coming in at 1,098 carats.
Did you see a picture of it?
I did.
It's funny. I mean, I understood it's a diamond because they said it's a diamond, but...
Right.
It's kind of sparkly black.
Yeah.
You know?
So what do you do with that? Do you break it up into individual diamonds, or do you just keep the whole damn thing?
I worked on a chain, bro. Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yeah. Can you imagine how heavy that would be?
That's what I'm saying.
What kind of neck issues that would create?
I think I'd be in a wheelchair.
Yeah. Ah, goodness.
How much did it weigh?
1,098 carats. I don't know how much it weighed, but this is how big it is.
Third largest they've ever found. Just to give you an idea.
Make it into an engagement ring.
I love you.
Bragging rights for your lady.
I'm with Miles. So I'm going to break it down into as many small diamonds as I can.
It's not worth anything to me unless you can sell it. You can, I mean, like, what are you going to do? Just keep one big lumpy diamond around?
That's the only problem. If you found that, like, I don't want this. I want the money for that.
Right.
I don't care that I'm
a rock to me.
You can make more money off of it knowing that it came from the third largest diamond in the world. So even if you just have a piece of it.
Why?
You know what I mean?
Because it's still coming. That is bragging rights, though.
Yeah, it's just like, you know.
But you sell me a chip, right, for the average engagement ring, right, whatever it is. And you say it costs however much it costs. But I'm going to charge you more because it came from, right, this diamond we're talking about. Like, right, but you're only giving me the same piece as the other.
But don't people go and see the Hope Diamond, like, on tours? It's, like, the biggest one ever.
Is that what it's deal is? I don't know. I've always heard about it. I don't know why anybody cares.
But if they find a bigger one, it won't matter. All those people once saw it. It'd be like, you just saw the second biggest one.
Right.
Wasted all your
time. What happens if you find a diamond bigger than the Hope Diamond?
I remember back when the Hope Diamond was the biggest
diamond. Man, I'm going to go see the new biggest one.
It's a new Hope Diamond.
A new Hope Diamond.
That's for you Star Wars fans.
Yeah. Snapchat is removing the feature that shows how fast someone was driving because it promotes reckless driving.
Good. I don't think that's a bad call.
Good.
I
think you're doing good for those people as well. You know, the cops look at Facebook, they can go to Snap, but I don't want any of that recorded.
No, absolutely not. And I had a friend that actually would put that on there, and he was inside of his car, and he was speeding down the road. It's like, bro, you're advertising, one, that this is technically a felony at this point.
Sure.
Now there's video evidence. Good work. A thief in New York mugged an 82-year-old man and then punched him and stole his cane when he wouldn't give up his money.
Come on, man.
That's ridiculous.
I mean, well, you know, we say that, but in the rest of the animal kingdom, that's who you would target.
Yeah, that's true.
Either a 3-year-old or an 82-year-old. As human beings, I'd like to think we do better than that, but
I just had this idea in my head that, you know, when I'm 82 years old, probably not going to get punched in the face anymore.
Right.
You know, like, you don't those know, days are old.
I'll be 83. I'll punch you in the face.
You would hope.
Right. You hope. At 82, if someone punches you in the face, you hope they're somewhere between 80 and 85.
Right. I think it's just kind of amazing. There's people standing right there. Nobody says, like, a word to the guy.
Oh, were there people around?
No, yeah. It's like in a convenience store.
Jesus, come on.
Good work, everybody.
I'm just like, you're a big man.
Right. Good work.
Up on an 80-year-old dude.
Mm-hmm. 82.
82.
Enjoy that cane, stupid.
Yeah, what are you going to do with the cane?
Right. This is just principle at this point. Good work.
40-year-old man in Alabama robbed a local credit union in March, and then you'll never guess what he did.
What'd he do?
Robbed it again.
Come on, man.
He was caught and arrested.
All right.
Yeah.
They always return.
They do. But to the same exact spot? They'll never think here.
That's my thing with this. Like, I know people return to the scene of the crime, but, like, if you rob a bank, I would think you'd move on.
Right.
It's just, you know, rob a convenience store.
You got away with it.
The police get involved. If you rob a bank, the FBI is looking for your ass.
Right. And if you get away with robbing a bank, count your lucky stars and your money.
Yeah, I've never gone back to the same bank twice. Right.
That's like hitting the jackpot on a doggone Mega Millions, man. That is not a thing.
And betting all of your money that you're going to win again.
Maybe he was going with, like, rock, paper, scissors, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's no way he's throwing rock again. Boom. I threw rock again.
Right.
Same bank.
A man on a Florida golf course was told by an employee that he would need to leave because they were closing soon. And he responded by clubbing him with his driver.
To the point where it broke. He hit him like 15 times.
Oh, my God.
He just said, hey, man, I got to lock up the gate. You're not going to be able to get your car out of here. So, like,
I'm doing you a solid.
I need to close up, but you're in the parking lot. There's a gate on that parking lot. So once I close that gate, your car's stuck in here. Mercy. So you got to get out of here, man.
Goodness.
This guy just lost his mind.
I know you're a golfer, but, like, it just doesn't seem like a relaxing sport overall.
No. People are throwing clubs, cussing all the goddamn time, breaking things over their knee, beating up employees.
Yeah. It's crazy.
A company installed cameras that force workers to smile in order to unlock the doors.
I told Mike, I would not be able to open anything at work ever.
I thought a couple years ago we just got done with telling people to smile when they don't want to smile.
Yes. Well,
that's why the company did it. That was basically their idea. Going, you know, if you want to get into this locked area, you got to smile for the camera. I would just have to call the boss, but can't come to work today.
It's not happening. I'll remote in.
Yeah, what if, like, your wife just left you? Or death in the family?
Right. Smile.
Yeah.
I'm empty inside.
52% of people said chocolate can get them through a bad day.
Then you're not really having a bad day. I mean, I'm sorry. Like, dude, if you're having a bad day, you're having
a bad day.
And maybe you drink whiskey until you pass out, or you mug an 82-year-old man and steal his cane. But if you're like, have a Hershey bar. Like, how bad was your day?
Right. A film critic over at thewarp.com rated all 24 Pixar movies.
Are you ready for this? Because I do have them in order, and there's a reason why this has actually made a news story, because this is absolutely terrible.
I think I've probably seen all 20 goddamn four
right?
of them.
So do you guys at least have a Pixar movie in your mind that is your favorite Pixar movie? I mean, I understand that they're kids' movies. They're not exactly meant for people our age, but I feel like Pixar did a decent job in putting together a movie that
recently we revisited, Monsters, Inc.
Okay.
I saw it 1,000 times when it came out, but it's been a couple of years. The kids fired it back up. I'm like, solid movie.
Yeah,
the one I saw the most that I actually didn't mind was Finding Nemo.
Finding Nemo, another great one.
Yeah. Was Up Pixar?
Yes, it was.
Then Up.
Up was a great movie. I actually just watched Brave over the weekend.
I didn't enjoy that one so much.
I liked it. Maybe it's because I like the Scottish culture and all
that.
That's
like she has red hair, Mike.
You bet.
But I thought it was a fun movie. It was good. Ted, any Pixar movie interest over there?
I mean, I guess I go Toy Story. I was going to say Shrek, but that's not.
No, that's
Pixar.
DreamWorks. But yeah, Toy Story, it was the original. It was the classic, so you're right for this.
Incredibles is a good one, too.
God damn, you're right. You know, they got a lot of good movies.
They do. They got a lot of, they got some good writers and good animators over there. But here's the thing. Here's how the list goes. 24, 23, and 22 is the Cars franchise.
I would agree with that.
Cars right. 2 comes in dead last, followed by Cars, and then Cars 3 is the best of the three, which is the only, no, I didn't see either of the sequels. But to be honest with you, I didn't mind Cars. It was all right.
It was okay. But yeah, again, out of Pixar, the quality that Pixar chooses to put out, Cars definitely my least favorite.
Hey, doesn't matter. The whole thing about Cars is that ride at Disneyland.
Oh yeah, that's
the
great.
Movie, if you think that, whatever, that's one of the best rides you can ride down there. At if you go down to whatever that is, California Adventure.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to Disney World, the Toy Story one's pretty fun.
Boom. Number 21, A Bug's Life, which I believe was the second Pixar movie.
That was
my favorite for the longest time. I loved that movie.
How old were you when it came out?
Yeah, let's see, 1998, so I was 8 years
that's
old.
That's why, yeah.
Also, a great thing to go do in Animal Kingdom, in Disney World.
Ooh, oh, yeah, you guys equate everything to the amusement park equivalent.
What they can do at the amusement
Not
park.
A good movie, mm-hmm. Great ride.
Yeah. I'm sorry to say it, Mr. Hill, but Monsters, Inc. is all the way down to 20.
Wow.
20
okay.
out of 24 there. Onward at 19, which is another one that I didn't watch. I had cycled out of Pixar at that point. I believe it's isn't there two trolls or something like that?
I think I'm seeing it. It rings no bells. I know the name. I'm sure I've seen it.
Yeah. Number 18, Monsters University, the Monsters, Inc. Sequel, which wasn't bad at all. But comes in number 18. Number 17, there is Up.
At 17?
17. The one that broke the hearts of many. And their reasoning is that it had an incredible opening. It was a great way to introduce the movie, and then the rest of the movie just kind of fell flat.
I disagree with that. The first 5 minutes, you're almost in tears.
Yes.
I was like, God damn, give a warning. And then the rest of the movie made you feel better.
So now you can see, as this list is going, that this is not going to be fun for Pixar fans.
Mm-hmm.
Number 16, Ratatouille. Which is one that not many people think of.
I didn't see that. I did not see that.
It wasn't terrible, but it belongs towards the back ish end of the good Pixar movies, in my opinion. It wasn't terrible. Number 15, The Good Dinosaur, which I never watched. That one came out in 2015.
Never saw it. All right.
So
there is no good dinosaurs.
It's got a pretty high rating on it for something no one's seen.
The only good dinosaur is a dead dinosaur.
I know, right?
Number 14, I feel like is a popular one amongst my generation, WALL-E.
I didn't enjoy that at all. Man.
I didn't either.
I really didn't.
It
that
wasn't
was
my
like
favorite.
Apocalyptic
but
thing with a.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't my favorite, but
they
I feel
used
like my
that
generation loved it.
Right.
Wasn't Pixar it like, brings you the apocalypse. The humans are dead, kids.
Mine comes in at 13 with Brave. Again, if you haven't checked it out, don't check it out. It's a good one. It's good. It's got a lot of good voice work in there. Billy Connolly, Craig Ferguson.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I'd watch Ratatouille just because I like Patton Oswalt.
Yeah. Exactly. You like the voices that are in there. Number 12, Finding Dory, the Finding Nemo sequel, which I feel like I've watched it bits and pieces. It was okay. It kind of kept with the same flavor of the first one. They ain't bad. Number 11, Inside Out. That's my lady's favorite. It's a good one.
I actually saw that one at the theater.
Not bad.
It's about a guy with hemorrhoids.
It's not worth going to the theater.
Correct.
For the amount of money I had to spend to sit to that movie, I'm like, I'm going to kill someone.
Right. And now we've hit the top 10. These are the top 10 Pixar movies, as according to this film critic over at TheWrap.com. Number 10 is Soul. I haven't watched it yet. I want to. It looks like a fun movie. I've heard good stuff about it, and I do want to check it out.
Everyone in my family,
I liked it.
Okay.
Thinks that I'm an a-hole. When the movie came out, it's during all this corona crap, so we watched it online or whatever the hell, streamed it, and kids were very excited. Wife loved it. Kids loved it. I'm like, it's fine. And just by saying it's fine, I got mean mugged by everyone in my family.
Oh,
they
no.
They think I am insane that I did not love that.
Mind me, going to New Orleans.
Yeah. Number 9 of the top Pixar movies is Coco. Which I've heard is flawless front to back and doesn't deserve to be as far back as 9. I haven't seen it yet. I do still want to see it.
I have seen it. It definitely opened my kids' heads to considering life after death, which sounds dark. I don't mean it that way, but the way they portray all of this, it seemed to bring my kids actual comfort.
Cool.
Which was amazing. I didn't realize they were taking it so deep, man. I mean, they watched this movie. I'm like, Jesus Christ, guys. It's, like, chill it's a, out on the questions, man.
It's a kids movie, man. Number 8, Incredibles 2, the long-awaited sequel to the Incredibles movie in 2018. Movie. It was a great movie. It held up. I'm glad that it took its time. It actually worked on the writing. It brought together a good story. It worked.
I just really like it because my buddy Joe, if you look at his face, he looks like Mr. Incredible.
Oh, my God, he
God,
does.
God, he does.
He does, man.
Jesus.
Has he ever done but Mr. Incredible for
us? He was missed. No, but one Saturday night at Meltdown, he was Mr. Incredible.
Did random kids come up and give him hugs and stuff?
He would. A lot of people gave him hugs. There was no children. It was okay. Saturday night. But right. He was, I mean, I've never seen anybody be more popular at a festival than Mr. Incredible.
I love it. Top Pixar movies ranked number 7, Toy Story 4. The first Toy Story movie actually breaks at number 7. I haven't seen that one yet. That's the one with the little spork, Forky, I think.
I never saw that one.
Neither did I. It's got Keanu Reeves playing some weird motorcycle stunt guy.
All right.
So, I mean, I have a mild interest, but for me, the Toy Story franchise burned out when the toys damn near burned to death, so.
I am a spork.
No, Keanu Reeves isn't the spork.
Oh. But I want to be a spork.
He's the evil Knievel wannabe toy. Number 6, Luka Doncic.
Phenomenal player.
I don't know anything about that.
No, you
I
don't, because it came out today.
Oh.
Really?
Okay. It's number 6, and it came out today.
Oh, no.
That the one with the fish that comes out?
God damn it.
Oh, no.
My daughter brought it up yesterday. I thought I had like 2 months, man. I confused it with another movie. I really don't want to see it.
Uh-oh.
And my daughter said I want to see it.
Well, if it ranks that high,
I'm
going to
be
okay. Don't
worry. You know what you guys are doing tonight?
Because I was like, is that the one with the fish dude? She's like, it's not a fish dude. It's a merman. I said, you know what a merman is? I said, what? So it's a goddamn fish dude.
Fish bro.
This was yesterday. God damn it. Sorry, man. That's a real reaction.
Enjoy your night, Mr. Hill. Enjoy your night.
Going out.
Again, these are ranked from therap.com. These are all the Pixar movies ranked. We've made it to the top 5. At number 5 is the original. The number 1. It is Toy Story.
Sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which I think it deserves to be higher.
Maybe it was a game changer, though. I mean, just the way people perceive it.
Right.
People love Pixar. I mean, it's...
The movie was flawless. It was great. The story was fantastic. The premise, nobody had really ever thought of it before. It was great. I loved that movie. And yes, I was 5 years old when it came out, and it changed my perception of movies, and it was the start of an era, but doggone it, that was a good movie. Number 4, Miles, is where you land with Finding Nemo, the movie that came out in 2003.
Okay. Yeah, I like that.
Great flick. Number 3, Toy Story 2.
Which, Cheeto Dust guy. Newman was the...
That's right, he did have Cheeto Dust.
That's how my memory comes together.
Yeah, it brought in Joan Cusack. It brought in Kelsey Grammer. He played Stinky Pete. That was a good one. All right, the number 2 Pixar movie is The Incredibles. That's where yours comes
nice.
In. There, Ted, at number 2.
Attaboy.
Any guesses on which one we haven't mentioned
Toy Story
yet?
3.
It is. The number 1 Pixar movie, as according to this jack knob over at therap.com, is Toy Story 3.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean...
Direct all your angry emails over there, man. I disagree with this list.
I hope they're right about Luca, because we're going to have to watch this goddamn dumpster fire.
A man shared his proposal to his girlfriend on TikTok, and the internet is split.
Why are they split?
Tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Think about cock headlines are on the way 1 hour from now, but first, we made it to drinking time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.